Episode 169.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about headline tips that will help you capture the attention and the imagination of your prospective clients. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how's everybody doing? All right, I am Mark Mason. I am your host for the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. We're going to be talking about headlines today. I'm very excited. It's not really the late night internet marketing podcast right now because it's very early in the morning. My schedule is all crazy because I just got back from an amazing trip in Colorado with the fam. We hiked up to, we didn't hike all the way to 12,000 feet, but we got to 12,000 feet in Rocky Mountain National Park. We saw the Continental Divide. It was very exciting, cool for the kids. They got to play in the snow in June, which is really unusual. We're from Texas. We're flatlanders, so we're not used to all these amazing mountains. And my wife has some amazing wildlife photography. I've got a couple of those pictures, some of those amazing pictures in the show notes at latenightim.com/169 if you want to check those out. But today we are going to be talking about headlines, and I'm very excited about this. It's pretty funny because one of the other podcasts that I listened to, Amy Porterfield, the online marketing Made Easy podcast, she was just talking about copywriting, which we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, now 3 weeks. And I promise you, Amy and I did not coordinate that, although that would have been really cool. But she was talking about copywriting. And one of the things that she said that I realized immediately I should have mentioned in the previous two episodes prior to talking about headlines is that one of the main things that you need to worry about is headspace. Now, I talked about you getting in the mind of your ideal client, but one of the things that Amy mentioned that I thought was absolutely brilliant was that you need to get in your own head and convince yourself that yes, you can do this. And I think that is one of the biggest barriers that I see to people doing almost anything related to internet business, but specifically with writing headlines. All the time, I see that people don't believe that they can write good copy. I hear them saying, verbalizing these limiting beliefs about copywriting, writing good copy is hard, and I can't do this, and I don't know how, and they just don't believe that they can do it. And what Amy talks about a little bit is just this idea that you need to understand that it should be the case that no one knows your ideal client better than you. And if that's not you, if you don't feel that that's you, you need to go ahead and do what I suggested two episodes ago, which is to get into the head of your client. Talk to those guys. Rusty Ryle talked about that last episode as well. You need to get in their head. And once you have a conversation, once you talk to your target audience, or perhaps you are part of your target audience, then you know what's in their head and you are connected with them. And that means you probably can write good copy. You just need techniques. Once you have that connection, once you know about your client, you can actually write good copy. So I want you to get rid of those limiting beliefs and recognize that writing good copy is really just about having a conversation with your prospective client that helps them find a solution to their problem. Okay, enough of that. So now that you're convinced that you are a copywriter and that you can do this, I want to give you 10 headline tips. At the end of the episode 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that you needed a killer headline. And then I said something flippant like, we could spend a whole episode on headlines. Well, here it is. And one reason I did that is because as an engineer, one of the things I used to hate was when I would be reading a textbook and it would take something for granted and it would say something like exercise left to the reader. And a lot of times I had no idea how to do the thing that they assumed in the textbook that I knew how to do. And I didn't want to leave you in that exact same situation. So here they are, 10 headline tips that will help you write killer headlines. Now, these headline tips apply equally well to your blog post titles, to your Facebook headlines, your LinkedIn ads, your Google ads, and yes, also your long form sales letters or video sales letters. These headline tips are going to apply. These will help you capture people's attention. What are we doing with a headline? We are taking advantage of that 8 to 11 seconds that we have when someone hits your page or hits your ad with an ad. It's even less than 8 seconds and decides whether or not they are going to commit further resources to reading your copy, right? That's what's happening. You are putting this out there and they are deciding whether or not what you have is worth time spent to read more. This is the same value proposition that's going to come again when it's time to make the sale. The customer is going to decide whether or not the product that you're offering in your sales letter is valuable enough to justify the money that you're asking for it, or is valuable enough to justify the click that you want to get them to the next step in the funnel. But at this very first stage, at the very top of the funnel with this ad, with this headline copy, what you're asking the prospect to do really is to spend just a few minutes longer reading whatever it is you have below the headline. So the very first tip is very obvious. Tip number one, headline tip. I want you to actually spend time on your headline. One of the things that we absolutely see is people will spend hours and hours and hours on their sales copy, weeks and weeks and months and years in some cases on their products. But when it comes time to write the headline, they just jot down the first thing that comes to mind. I don't want you to do that. I want you to spend time putting yourself in the shoes of the prospect and imagining what would catch your attention. I want you to write down multiple options for the headline and perhaps even test the headline, which is going to be one of the tips that we'll have below, and to decide what a good headline might be. Now, at first, if you haven't written a lot of headlines, you won't know exactly what a good headline will be, but you might have some intuition because, after all, you read headlines all the time, every day. You see them in the newspaper, you see them on TV, you see them along in the internet and in Facebook. So you have a sense of what a good headline is. I want you to spend time thinking about what a good headline would be for you. And don't just mail it in and write down the first thing that comes to mind. Now, tip number two is I want you to use powerful negative language. There have been a lot of studies that suggest that talking about negative consequences and then the missing out or the kinds of things that could happen or the things that are happening that you could avoid, those kind of negative words can actually stop people's eyes better than positive words. So lose that terrible belly fat or lose that unattractive belly fat. Those kind of negative kind of emotion evoking words in your headline can do a lot to stop a reader's eyeballs and get them to consider what you're saying. You need to always, in these kind of headline discussions, thread the needle between writing something that's interesting and writing something that's sensational and lacks integrity. You want your headline to be real, and you want to deliver on the promise of the headline lower in the copy, but you want it to be interesting. And a lot of times those negative kind of flashy, strong, image evoking words can have a lot of impact on whether or not people will actually pay attention to your headline. The third tip for headlines is, depending on the context of what you're doing, I want you to consider doing a little keyword research. Even if you only go to google.com and start typing, like maybe your topic is golf swing. You start typing golf swing and see what kind of keywords automatically fill in. Or you go to a tool like Uber Suggest or some tool like that and get an idea of what people are searching for. Now, on ads, on Facebook ads, it doesn't really matter so much what the actual headline is with regard to search engine optimization. But if you're going to be putting this in a blog post title, or you're going to be putting it on a sales page that's going to be indexed by Google, it's always smart to consider what people are actually putting in the search box for two reasons. One reason is you might, over time, see some organic search traffic from your sales page, depending on how popular your terms are. I mean, how popular your page is for those terms in terms of search engine optimization. But the second reason that you want to consider that is that the words that people are typing into Google are actually the words that your prospect is using. And so that is one way to try and get in the mind of your customer, because those Google keywords that are showing up in tools like the AdWords Keyword Manager and Uber Suggest, those kind of keywords are the actual words that actual people that are searching for topics related to your product are using in Google. So that's their language, and you can leverage that. The fourth tip for headlines is, I want you to include numbers in your headlines. Lots of studies have shown that numbers stop eyeballs. They have this eyeball tracking software that they can use when people look at web pages, and they see when people's eyeballs actually stop to read things. And numerous studies have suggested that numbers in headlines really help. So instead of talking about several ways that you can solve your golf swing problem, I want you to talk about the 17 key ways to take 4 strokes off your golf game, or whatever it is. I want you to put numbers in that headline. That's a very common recommendation, and I think that's built solidly on marketing science that's happened over the years over and over and over again. Now, the fifth thing is create curiosity. You know, we talked about the purpose of the headline is actually to get people to read the rest of the copy. You know, you see these headlines on Facebook all the time where people are trying to get you to read the rest of the article. This weird food is the one thing that will cause you to lose 75 pounds. And immediately you're like, well, what is this weird food? You know, I got to click on this so I can find out what the weird food is. Maybe this is a food that I like that I can just eat and suddenly lose 179 pounds. So tip number 5, you definitely want to create curiosity. Give people a reason to read further. And go beyond just, well, maybe they want to read further because they want to get the benefit. Create some curiosity in your headline regarding what that benefit might be. This, a lot of times you'll see these headlines that are structured like this. Who else wants to know the key secret to writing great headlines? And everybody's like, well, what is the key secret? Or this one thing can cause you to write headlines better than Ray Edwards. Which, that's not going to happen, okay? But you can dream. All right, number 6, imply distrust. So this is another thing that you can do in headlines that's really great. You see this in internet marketing related sales letters all the time. The one internet marketing secret that internet marketing gurus don't want you to know. Right? I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, there's this conspiracy and there's this distrust that I'm creating in the headline, and that's going to cause me to be curious, which is one of the tips above, and I'm going to read on to figure out, or I'm going to click on the ad or whatever, so that I can understand what this distrust is all about. Because conspiracy and this intrigue, those are the kinds of things that people want to know more about. Number 7 is, I want you, I want you in your headline to use the second person. Talk about the prospect in the headline as much as possible. The 7 things you can do to change your life tomorrow without telling a soul. Oh my gosh, what is that? he's talking to me. The headline is talking to me. And this goes back to the kinds of ideas that Don Miller puts out in StoryBrand, which is you want the whole sales letter and your whole sales process to be about the customer, with the customer as the hero. You're just the guide in this process. And that starts with the headline. Make sure that the headline is about your customer. It's not about you. It's not the seven things that I realized would save your life. It's the seven things that you can do in order to change your situation and achieve happiness and wealth and all of the things that you want. That's what your headline needs to be about. It needs to be about the prospect. And the best way to do that is to use the second person. The eighth thing that you can try, and I think this is awesome sometimes if it's done well, is you can create controversy. That's tip number eight for your headline. This is a great Facebook ad tactic. The six reasons why BMW is the worst car on the road today. Now, that's a controversial statement because a lot of people believe BMW is one of the best cars on the road today. It's certainly priced that way, and it's a luxury item, and so people have an affinity towards that brand. So if you say BMW is the worst car on the road today, particularly if you're targeting BMW owners who are going to be outraged by this controversy, that may be a very effective headline. So create controversy in your headline. If everyone in your industry is turning right, consider writing a headline where you turn left, because that will stand out from everybody else, and the controversy in your headline will cause people to want to know more. How could you possibly think that BMW is the worst car on the road? I owned a BMW. I thought it was great, but I will tell you, back during the time that I owned a BMW, a 740i, it spent almost more time in the shop than it did on the road. I think that's changed a lot for a lot of these cars, but back then, man, boy, that was a tough one. I want you to use emotional adjectives that make your headline larger than life. I want you to use words like this, the painstaking problems. This method will solve the painstaking, you know, this or that that you're having with your digestive system, or the excruciating pain that you feel when you miss a golf shot. I want you to use those big adjectives. That's tip number nine. Try to make your language a little bit unusual. You know, there's thousands or hundreds of thousands of words coming at people every day, and I want you to really use big adjectives that amplify the pain and the emotion or the greatness of the benefit or some piece of your offer. I want you to try and use a big, you know, one of these, not big like long, like complicated words, but words that describe big emotions, these adjectives that are very colorful and bring vivid images to mind. That's tip number nine. Use those big, colorful adjectives. And make them emotional. You know, that is the thing that you're really trying to do, is evoke a little emotion in the headline. That will trigger people to read the rest of the sales letter. And tip number 10, make a bold promise. So I want you to, you know, create a headline that really captures people's attention. At the beginning of this episode, I made a bold promise to you. I said these were going to be headline tips that were going to allow you to capture people's attention, the attention of your ideal prospect. I made you a bold promise. And importantly, now I'm trying to deliver on that promise of that headline. But when I was making that headline at the beginning of this podcast episode, I did it so that you would get past the song in the beginning and listen to the rest of the episode. That's a headline, right? And I said that way on purpose because I wanted to make a bold promise to you that would lead you to listen to the rest of the episode. I want you to do that in your headline. Make a headline that promises something that people want to find out more about how to go get, and that will help you actually get them to get through your sales copy. So that's tip number 10. Now, one of the things that you'll see online, I think, and so those are the 10 headline tips. But one of the things that you'll see online is our formulas that you can use. And if you go and Google headline formulas, you'll see several formulas that you can use. And sometimes these are helpful regarding this kind of effort where you're writing headlines. So maybe you want a headline formula where you talk about having a trigger word plus an adjective plus a keyword plus a promise. So a trigger word plus an adjective plus a keyword plus a promise. So that's one very common headline. You'll see lots of variations of that online. So here's an example. 7 amazing tips for effective headlines that convert. So the trigger word or the trigger phrase in this case is 7 amazing tips. Maybe you'd consider amazing as the headline. I mean, as the trigger word, effortless headlines or effective headlines. You could go either way with that. If your message in your sales copy is that you make headlines easy, you might want that big colorful adjective to be effortless headlines. Or if you're really talking about how you can deliver headlines that are super effective, maybe you want to talk about effective headlines that convert. Now that's the promise. So again, it's trigger word, adjective, keyword being headlines that convert. That's the promise, headlines that convert. So you can do that. There's a really good Sumo article on this, and then I'll link to that in the show notes that gives you lots of really good examples of how you can, of these different kind of headline formulas and the kind of things that you can do. If you're just stuck or you don't feel like you have the expertise or experience to write this headline copy, remember, I told you to get out of that headspace, to don't be negative. Don't be negative about your capability. But if you're still there and you feel like you need a crutch, the Sumo article that I'll link to in the show notes over at latenightim.com/169 will help you with that problem because it'll get you started. And then once you get started, you'll have the confidence to go ahead and finish out and write a headline that makes sense to you. A bonus tip for you is what I love to do. You know, one of the things that's really important that we haven't talked about very much are email subject headlines. So if you've got an email list, and you absolutely should have an email list, you should be collecting emails for your business no matter what kind of business you have. I don't care if you're a dentist or you sell stamps online, you need to have an email list of potential customers and actual customers that you're sending valuable content to and staying in touch with. One of the big challenges that you have when you write that email copy is you need to get them to click on and open the email. And the way that you do that is with email subject lines. And guess what? Those are just headlines. So all the 10 tips that I've given you above will apply to your email subject lines. And what I want you to do in terms of this these email subject lines is a trick that I've been doing for years. Go register yourself a free Google email account, an email account over at Gmail, and it's not going to be used for anything but the following, and that is to collect email headlines of either excellent marketers or really good people in your niche that have great email newsletters. So take that email newsletter, whatever it is, or take that email address that you create. So let's say your name is Bob. You create bobheadlines423@gmail.com and then go register for every email newsletter that's relevant to your niche that you can find. I mean, just Google, you know, golf swing newsletter or whatever your niche is, and go register for absolutely every email newsletter that you can find. Confirm those email addresses, and magically, over time, hundreds and thousands of email headlines will pile up in your Gmail inbox. And if you look at your Gmail inbox, it's just a list then of subject line ideas or headline ideas for your niche. It's the greatest swipe file, automated swipe file in the history of mankind. And so that's my bonus tip for you, is to create an email. Don't clutter up your normal email with this. Create a separate email and subscribe to a bunch of newsletters, and that will give you what you need to learn from other people who are doing a great job writing headlines.
Now it's your turn. What action are you going to take to build your business?
One night at a time.
Okay, so what are you going to do? So you've done, don't do this thing that some people do. You've listened to three episodes now, episode 167, 168, and now episode 169 about copywriting. So what I want you to do this week is take action to go write some copy, write some headlines, assess some of your existing copy in the context of these tips, see if you can improve it. If you're not sure, split test it, you know, test one headline versus another. Lots of software does that automatically now, and there's other software out there on the market for split testing. Just Google, you know, WordPress headline split testing or sales page headline split testing. You'll find lots of software products that can do that. If the software that you're using for your landing page doesn't do that automatically, you can do that very easily, usually with the addition of some very simple and sometimes free software. But write some headlines, write some copy, do what Amy says and believe that you can do it and just go do it. The only way that you'll get better at this is by actually doing it. Copywriting is not a spectator sport. It's a sport that you can't get better by just watching other people write copy. You've got to write your own copy. So your challenge for this week is to get out there and write some copy and then send me some email at feedback@latenightim.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see your copy and tell you what I think. Just send it to me at feedback@latenightim.com and we can talk all about it. Until next week, I hope you do something amazing this week, and I can't wait to talk to you again on Thursday next week.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right, so our trip to Colorado was absolutely amazing in ways that I can't even describe. So I'd been to Colorado, but I'd never been there hiking. We went to Estes Park. We stayed in a really nice Airbnb there. It was absolutely beautiful. It was walking distance from downtown Estes Park, which is a touristy little thing with lots of shops, 47 taffy shops. I'm still not sure I understand why there are so many taffy shops in Estes Park. Lots of ice cream for sale. And it's just perfect for walking around with kids. The restaurant scene in Estes Park was a little less exciting than what I anticipated, although we did find a couple of really good restaurants in Estes Park that I enjoyed. But I expected dozens, and there were maybe three or four that were interesting to me from a Yelp review sort of standpoint. But Estes Park is a really small, sleepy town, totally adorable. And it's very close. It's right on top of, in fact, it's at the entrance to the Rocky Mountain National Park, which is just unbelievable. That's my tax dollars at work, and I couldn't think of a better way to spend money. We saw amazing wildlife, lots of landscape that just was stunning. As I mentioned before, we saw the Continental Divide. And, you know, I am not a hiker. I am not a national parks guy. This is not what I do, right? I play baseball. I don't worry about going off and being one with nature and all this stuff, but this was truly amazing. So now we're all excited about doing a couple of other national parks. We're headed to Yellowstone, which I've never been to. This is on our list now. My wife Paula has added to the list. We're going to go to Yellowstone for sure. We need to go to the Grand Canyon. We've been wanting to do that for a while. So we've got some more national park stuff going on in the future based on the success of this trip. It was really great. And what really surprised me was the kids, my kids focused on sports and video games and YouTube and all this. Out in the national park, there's no Wi-Fi, none of that, barely cell phone coverage most days. And they had a fantastic time. They were super troopers hiking, you know, thousands of feet of elevation every day, and they just handled it like a pro. They really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next trip to a U.S. national park. It was super awesome. And if that's not something you have done, I definitely recommend it. Until next time, ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.